2 weeks, Seattle will hold a neighborhood summit. Mayor Ed Murray is sponsoring the event. He told us recently that City Hall needs to do a better job connecting with neighborhoods and involving residents in decision-making.
I think we need to develop a process where neighborhoods can make decisions, and that means not just people who show up to a meeting on a certain night, but it also means utilizing social media so those folks who have kids and can't come up to a meeting or folks who have to work during the evening can also participate in that decision-making process.
Well, there are some folks who said Seattle was much better at bringing people into the decision-making process 20 years ago. In 1988, Jim Deers became the director of Seattle's newly minted Department of Neighborhoods. He says that neighborhood concerns of today are pretty similar to the ones he tackled back in the day.
Seattle is going through intense growth pressures more and more people moving to Seattle and screwing up the character of the neighborhoods that people loved. So they were losing, you know, the character and the parking issues and the traffic issues.
Jim Deers was fired from his job in 2002. Since then, he says City Hall has taken a top-down approach to working with neighborhoods.
There used to be 13 little city halls and a coordinator in each one. Now I think there's half that many little city halls, and the number of coordinators is 9 or 10, I think. But what's really bad is they've teamed them up. So now there's a team of coordinators that works with each one, works with a third of the city. That's one team working with 200 to 300,000 people. It's crazy. You can't get deep into the community, so you end up just meeting with the usual suspects. The real strength of the coordinators was they were deep into the neighborhoods. They really understood all those networks, that just about everybody in our community is organized. They just don't belong necessarily to a neighborhood association. They belong to churches. They belong to all kinds of faith-based groups, school-based groups, sporting groups, you know, hobby groups, service organizations, block watches. There are just tons of ways people are organized in this city. And to reach out and engage all of them, we've got the whole city of Seattle engaged and really make participatory democracy work again.
All right, so then how would you characterize the relationship between City Hall, not the little city halls, but City Hall and the neighborhoods in the last 10 years? So that incorporates just about when you left, 2004, right?
I think it's really deteriorated. And some of it was just the budget. You know, there were huge budget cuts.
2002 you left.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Yeah,
some of its budget cuts.
Yeah,
you left. you wouldn't characterize
it. That was my first demise.
Yeah. That was your first demise. Yes, you were.
So some of it was budget cuts.
You were asked
but
to
it
leave.
Was also a couple of mayors who really didn't get it.
What do you mean by didn't get it? What did they do?
I think in some ways had some good policies, but they believe that government's role is to do things. I'm in charge and it's more top down as opposed to seeing the strengths of the community. And so when Nichols came in office, he said, you know, I got to make some tough choices. We got to get back to basics. And for him, basics were police and streets and sort of the physical infrastructure.
You'd agree with that, wouldn't you?
No. I'd say there's nothing more basic than democracy and community. And there are now cities all over the world replicating what Seattle was doing because there isn't money. They're realizing that's where the resources are in the community.
All right. So,
things communities do best.
So, what does it look like when the city does best to improve the relationship and better engage citizens? What should happen now?
Well, there's lots of pieces. I think three pieces to it. One is how do we decentralize city government and start focusing on places rather than on discrete functions? We have 32 different departments in the city, rather than each department fending for itself. Let's think about how those functions come together in a place and how we better respond to the community's priorities. Secondly, it's about how do we value the voice of the community and realize that they bring real value to the table, that it's not just a Seattle process where we try to wear people down and, you know, reward the last person standing, but how do we really make participatory democracy work again and give real voice to communities? And I think bottom-up planning is one way to do that. And I think a third thing is recognizing that communities aren't just people and places with needs, but they have incredible untapped resources and that there's a lot communities can do that government can't do. And there's a lot you can do collaboratively that neither one can do alone. So that's called co-production. That's something that's taking off all over the world.
Well, pick a neighborhood for me that you maybe have observed or you're looking at, and give me an example of where that co-production, as you phrased it or whatever it was phrased before, has been put into place and you've seen a success.
Right. Well, I'd say there's a lot of examples. Delridge is one place I was at after the Department of Neighborhoods. I was interim director there for the Delridge Neighborhood Development Association. That was a neighborhood that was underserved. It was a neighborhood, a pretty poor neighborhood. It still had the most undeveloped property of any neighborhood in Seattle, so a third of the city's green belts were in Delridge. But then developers started to discover Delridge, and they got some of the worst possible development right along the creek, development where they tore down the clear-cut the forest along Delridge Way and put in some really terrible housing.
Why were they even allowed to do that if there's neighborhood plans and
there? Well, there wasn't a neighborhood plan at that time.
There wasn't.
1995. There had been some neighborhood plans, but they were the top-down variety that were just owned by the planner rather than by the community. And Vivian McLean, who was a neighborhood activist, she'd been a school teacher. She was sick about what was happening to our neighborhood. So she went around single-handedly and organized a dozen neighborhood associations. So those neighborhoods were organized for the first time to have some voice. And they were successful in stopping the bad development.
Jim Deers is former director of Seattle's Department of Neighborhoods. Gentrification is a good example of a problem that needs to be addressed fairly. How does a neighborhood accept more density and hold on to its affordable housing and its whatever we want to call that the feel of the neighborhood? Can we get all those things into a neighborhood?
I think you can. It's been done. I think the key thing is to bring it all together. That too oftentimes the agenda of City Hall has just been the developer's agenda, which is how do we create more density?
Right. That is how it's framed.
Density in itself doesn't do any good. Necessarily. It doesn't necessarily make housing more affordable, or housing certainly isn't more affordable in Seattle than it was 20 years ago.
Are there places...
It doesn't necessarily make your community more livable, right? Density in itself is not the solution. And that's what happens if you start with the function rather than with the community. So historically, you've had planning departments out doing land use plans. No wonder people get upset. There's nothing more controversial than land use when it's separated from everything else. The strength of bottom-up planning was it was integrated with human services. It was integrated with green space. It was integrated with arts and culture. It was integrated with schools. In community, everything comes together.
Are there things you've seen, ideas you've seen in your travels and working on community planning and ground-up planning around the world that Seattle should adopt?
Well, I tell you, most people are trying to become like Seattle, the kind of Seattle that the last two administrations have walked away from. So matching fund programs are being replicated absolutely everywhere in the world. That started in Seattle. Now the central government in the UK has started up a matching fund because they don't have resources. So they're getting communities to do all these bottom-up projects. Matching funds are all over the world. And bottom-up planning. Just everywhere I go, there's bottom-up planning happening in New Zealand, in Pararua, in the Golden Plains neighborhoods, in Victoria in Australia, all over the Netherlands, in Peel and Moss in the Netherlands, lots of bottom-up planning. And another thing that really would be good to bring to Seattle is participatory budgeting. It started in Brazil. And now it's being utilized some in Chicago, New York. It's being used all over the UK, being used in Hogeveen in the Netherlands. But really building up the city's budget from the bottom up, involving the community and helping develop the priorities.
Jim Deers is the former director of Seattle's Department of Neighborhoods. And Jim Deers, people talk that they would like to see Jim Deers run for mayor. You don't live in the city anymore.
That's part of the reason I don't.
You're in Vashon.
Yeah.
So here you are, an observer.
Yeah.
What do you think the fact that the Seattle City Council is going to be electing district members going to mean for these ideas? What impact will it have on neighborhoods?
I think it provides some fuel for the neighborhood movement. I think it also raises some concerns. So I think the fuel is, I think it's a potential to get a lot more people engaged in the political process because, frankly, the last few rounds, the elections have been largely determined by who's got the money. And you really need a lot of money to run in a large city at large. One of the wonderful things about district elections is it's a smaller scale. So you can really get out and meet people face to face. You can doorbell. You don't have to have a lot of money. And it gets back to making those personal relationships rather than just having slick marketing. I love that. About having politicians you can hold accountable to your community.
But your concerns?
The concern is that we just get too segmented, too isolated. I've seen this happen in other cities where you have a district council person who just thinks about their district. And in some ways, they become like our neighborhood service center coordinators. And their job is to respond to constituent complaints, the loose dogs and the garbage that isn't picked up, and move away from the policy issues that our council's focused on traditionally.
So we need some
And you can only hold one council member accountable because you're only electing one rather than holding nine accountable. So I think it's all the more reason why neighborhoods need to come together across the different districts so they can work together more on policy issues that affect affect all the neighborhoods rather than allow City Hall to divide them.
So, Jim Deers, what do you hope for the upcoming Seattle Neighborhood Summit? What do you hope that will achieve?
Well, I guess my fear is, and I'm hearing this some, is everybody coming in with their own agendas again, you know, and they're good concerns to raise. I know there's one group that's very concerned about density. So they're bringing in that agenda. There are people who are still upset. Well, it should be. You know, they're still waiting for the sidewalks that were promised decades ago, right? So that's an issue. There are other people for whom crime is still a huge issue. All kinds of issues people are bringing. Those are all important issues, but I think we need to deal with the underlying issue, which is how do we make democracy work again in this city? How do we make really participatory democracy work? How do we get government to focus on what's really special about the city, which are unique neighborhoods, and really make that a focus again? And then thirdly, how do we start recognizing the strengths of the community again, really see them as good partners rather than just blaming the Seattle process, which is something created by government officials to wear everybody down? How do we really empower the communities and make democracy work again, build on the strengths of the community?
All right, Jim Deers, thanks.
Yeah, great to be here. Good to see you, Steve.
Jim Deers directed Seattle's Department of Neighborhood from 1988 to 2002. We couldn't let him go without asking him about his reported death. A few weeks ago, Seattle Mayor Ed Murray mistakenly sent out a press release mourning the death of Jim Deers. Here's what Jim had to say.
It's kind of a blessing to die and come back, you know. You realize people value you, and you also realize how much you value life. So it's been an interesting experience.
That is an interesting thing, don't you think, Marcy, to have experienced that? Maybe I guess we would all benefit a little bit from thinking about what would be like when we're gone. What will people say?
I'm personally glad Jim Deers is still alive, kicking and doing his thoughtful community organizing.
Yeah, stirring things up around the whole world.
With Steve Scher, I'm Marcy Silman, and this is The Record on KUOW.